and welcome to the Sandy Castell Show. It's so good to be here. And I have to tell you, we had a wonderful week last week starting out and had some wonderful guests. But today we've got some equally wonderful guests for you. I am just so excited. We are on Vegas Video Network. We are also... Yes, we are live streaming, and in fact, we're going to have live chats available, so if you want to come on in and ask a question of our guests, you can do that. So go ahead, ask a question. And we also are going to be live. We are going to be on Cox 48 this Friday night at 10:30 p.m. and Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. So you can also find us on the website, which is the Sandy Castell and Friends website, or thesandycastellshow.com, including sandycastell.com. And of course, we have a lot of guests, but also what this show is about is just sharing what is going on in Las Vegas. We have a lot of wonderful, talented people. We have Women in Music and Arts. We have the nonprofit organization that I founded a couple of years ago in 2012, where we empower artists of all ages through education, mentoring, and scholarships. We also have Silk and Satin Records, which is my record label, where we have wonderful new artists coming out coming soon. In about 6 months, we're going to have a new artist on the label, and I'm excited about that. Also, I have Signature Real Estate Group, which is going to be with us today. They're going to give us some inside look at what the real estate market is like in Las Vegas. And I know that's very important for all of you out here who are looking to either sell your home or buy a new home. Maybe make a transition here to Las Vegas area. And let's see, we've got the Women's Federation for World Peace, which is going to be joining us at some point coming up soon, because they are doing a lot of good work, and we are having some fundraisers coming up that is raising money for the Africa schools. And that's a project that is dear to their heart and also very dear to mine, and just a lot of good things. So right now I'm going to welcome to the stage the wonderful author and transformational keynote speaker and founder of A to Z Shift Academy, Miss Amy Kadashian.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Amy.
You.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. And, you know, you wrote a book a few years ago.
Yes.
And it's called The Tears of Hope. Mm-hmm. And I know that this was something that came out of an experience that you had.
Yes.
And this is also a book that has been very inspirational for a lot of people. And you have been speaking on this book for a long time.
Yes.
But because of this, and because of all the big response that you've had about it, and people asking you all the time, what else are you going to share with us, you have decided to found this A to Z Shift Academy. And I would like for you to tell our audience a little bit about that.
The A to Z Shift Academy, it's about helping people find the answers that they've been looking for. Like, for example, you go on YouTube, you ask how I can become an author, a speaker, or I want to have good communications with my family, with my friends, with my colleagues. How do I do that? So what I'm doing is I get the opportunity to bring some of the top speakers in the world with me on the A to Z Shift Academy to help others reach their goal. So the goal is to give people hope and guide them to better life. Because I believe information is very important. As you know, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And when we have knowledge, the stress will go away, because you could find your way in the fastest way. Instead of having question, how do I do this? I don't know. You're searching everywhere. So what I'm doing is I'm bringing the top experts to help you find whatever you're looking for. And if I don't have it, you could ask for it, and I'll find the right person who can help them.
I know about one of those top experts. Okay. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple of books here. One is called Life Choices, Pursuing Your Passion. Mm-hmm. Another one here is called Life Choices, Navigating Difficult Paths. Okay, now one of the author that brought us together, mm-hmm. the motivational speaker that brought us together for these books, is Judy Morio.
Yes.
And she's going to be doing something on your A to Z Shift Academy
yes.
also.
Yes, she already gave us a beautiful classes. that about communications and other classes. I'm so excited to have her. She is wonderful. She has a lot of experience that people really could learn from her, as you know that.
And she's not only a motivational speaker, but she's an author, and she coaches people
yes.
on how to be better speakers,
yes.
be keynote speakers.
Yes.
We've done a little bit of that, haven't we? And yep. But she's just one of many. You've got people from all walks of life
yes.
that are going to be sharing.
I have people coming from Canada,
how they do
from
things.
Switzerland, sharing their experiences. But those people they had to overcome it. They have to overcome it, and so therefore they understand the struggles that people go through. So therefore they help them to find their way and share with them steps. Mm-hmm. So the class is only 10 to 15 minutes, and I made it so affordable for everyone to be able overseas to reach out, because as you know, we live in the United States, right? We get information here, we get opportunities here.
Right.
But other countries, not every country, they have the opportunities we have here mm-hmm. as education. So what I'm trying to do, I try to make it so easy for people overseas to be able to pay for the services, and it's gonna be less than 2 cups of coffee a month.
Less than 2 cups of coffee.
Now,
is that Starbucks cup of coffee?
Well, yeah. So less than $10 a month, but they have access to all these wonderful speakers and teachers to help them with their life. So I'm trying to reach out and be the example that we want to be from the United States.
Well, you know, you've chosen to do this online.
Yes.
Now, one of the biggest things about online, everything online, which is Vegas Video Network is
yeah.
online, is that we are reaching more and more people through the online service. Everybody is going there to shop. They're going there to book their travel. They're going there to take classes. They're going there to find out about everything. So all you're doing is bringing this to a medium where
yes.
people are more comfortable going to anyway.
And, you know, they can access it 24 hours a day, seven mm-hmm. days a week, on their own time.
On their own schedule.
And
own schedule.
No
right.
matter where you live,
right.
so there is no channel that you have to turn on and you missed it.
Okay, so give us a little example.
Okay. Example, you just register, become a member.
No. I want you to give us a little example.
Example.
Look into that camera. Oh,
okay.
Wait, this is your camera.
This is my camera. You're confusing me now, but you're going to be one of my faculty too, right? You're going to be one of my faculty.
I'm going to be one of them also.
Yes, absolutely.
But I want you to look into this camera.
Okay.
And now I want you to give them a little something of what they're going to get.
What they're going
to
get.
On the A to Z
Shift Academy. It's about transforming your business and personal life in a unique and effective way from the convenience of your own home. From anywhere in the world, you are going to reach top speakers, top teachers in the world coming together to help you. And by the way, I have speakers reaching out to me to tell me, Amy, I'd like to be involved with this mission. Mm-hmm. Because this is about helping others, about give them hope. As you know, my book is about hope. Giving other people hope.
Okay, you've got to talk just a little bit.
Okay.
Wasn't that wonderful, folks? See, she gave us a little example. Now, let's share this book a little bit. You have to give us a little bit about your Tears of
okay.
Hope book. You have to. Come on.
Alrighty.
For those of us who don't know about it yet, okay? Tears of Hope, let's show them the book.
Well, this is the book, Tears of Hope. It's about my life story growing up in 1975 Lebanese Civil War. And I had a dream.
I had a dream. Oh, that was your camera. So
yes.
I had a dream.
I had a dream. I wanted.
Hey, where's the music?
I wanted to become a teacher.
Okay.
Because I had a learning disability called dyslexia. Later on, I knew it was dyslexia. So I was always at school year after year at the same class. Repeating my class, and nobody knew what's going on with me.
They didn't understand what it was.
They didn't understand
right.
what dyslexia was. Mm-hmm. And I was held back at school. So one day in 1975, I was sitting with my older brother, Robert. And Robert asked me, what you want to do one day? I really didn't think anyone will ask me what I want to do one day, because I didn't think someone cares what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I was called lazy and not smart and all that stuff. So when he asked me, it was really heart touching. And I said, I want to become a teacher one day because I want to help others
right.
to feel good about themselves and give them hope. And he said, you know, Amy, one day you are going to be a teacher. I said, come on, there's no way I'm going to be a teacher.
So he believed in you.
I can't even graduate. Right. So he believed in me. Long story, make it short. Well, I had that conversation with Robert. I left the room to get his tea from the kitchen. He's supposed to be getting up to get the tea from the kitchen. But when I get up to get his tea, this is very hard every time you talk. I talk about it. But a few seconds later, a bomb flew through the window to the living room and killed Robert. But Robert's spirit never died in my heart, and my dream stayed alive. I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to reach out to people who want hope. We all want hope. No matter who we are, where we are, we all get lost in this world sometimes, and we get stuck.
So when that happened.
Yeah.
I know it was very, very difficult for you. And but you went ahead and you forged forward and you came to the States.
Yes.
And you decided at that moment what you wanted to do.
And today more. I am not just a teacher at school.
Right.
But I'm trying to bring the best teachers in the world to help people and give them hope.
And you're such a good example.
Thank you.
Yes, you
and
are.
I still have fourth grade education, severe dyslexia, mm-hmm. and never overcame it. However, I learned the way around it.
You learned to work with it.
I learned to work with it.
And that's why it's so important what she's doing, folks. She is helping to share a way to get past, over a hump. Maybe you've got something. Maybe somebody's told you you can't do something. Mm. You're too old. How do you think you can do this? Where do you get off thinking that you're, you know, that good, that you can go out and do whatever it is that you have a passion about doing? But Amy Kardashian, I can tell you, she has been an inspirational speaker for hundreds of thousands of people already. Yeah. Your book has been published in how many different languages?
Well, we're still working on different languages right now.
I know that you have been asked about it.
Yeah, I've
been
asked about
it in different languages.
We're working on it.
And I know that it's been a real big inspiration for everybody.
Thank you.
So, getting back to A to Z,
yes,
Shift Academy. Mm-hmm. How did this blossom? I mean, I know in the past few years you've been working on some different projects.
Yes.
You were doing a TV program. Mm-hmm. You've been doing obviously a lot of speaking, a lot of motivational speaking. And how did this all evolve that you decided, okay, this is what it's going to be?
Because
A to Z. And why A to Z Shift Academy?
Because from A to Z, and I want to shift your life. I want to help you to shift your life.
Oh, you want to shift your life.
We want to shift their life. Because, you know, with my experience of speaking, I have met doctors, you know, lawyers. They're still, I felt like they asked me, how did you do it? How did you write a book having only fourth grade education? How you're having this courage? And, you know, I look at those people and say, well, you know, they're missing something. Mm-hmm. Most people, Sandy, they think handicapped people, when they do something inspirational, we look at them like, wow, yes, they're inspirational. But they forget that most of us, we're emotionally handicapped.
Yeah, I mean, just because there's not something that people can see,
and people
doesn't mean
see.
That we don't have some
and
challenges,
and people look
right?
at me all the time and say, well, we can't believe that you have only fourth grade education.
Yeah.
But I had to really overcome that. I had to find a way. And I teach that through my webinars, seminars, and events, through my speaking, how I overcame all these obstacles and challenges. And even though when I came to the United States, still like you were talking about, you can't do something. I had people told me, you can't stay in the United States. We'll buy you a ticket, go back to your country. Because I had only $200 in my pocket, a young daughter to raise. Nobody wanted me in their home. So I had to go from home to home to home to find my real home.
And that's not easy.
And I didn't speak English at all. At all. Didn't have money, didn't speak English, didn't have support. I didn't have a mom and dad. And I didn't have a family who adopted me here. Mm-hmm. So I was a young woman lost in the United States, people telling her, you can't make it here. You need to go back to your country. But they didn't know I had my why.
Your why?
My why was...
What is your why?
My why is, I know this country is a beautiful country. and I get the opportunity here to have a better life for me and my daughter, mm-hmm. I knew this is where I'm gonna blossom. This is where my mission is gonna be in life. And I didn't listen to anybody. I just kept going until I get stronger in this country. And then when I wrote my book, people told me, are you writing a book? There is no way. How are you gonna write a book having fourth grade education? I never read a book in my life. Never read a book in my life.
Did you write the entire book yourself?
Well, I had a ghostwriter the first time.
So you had, see, that's the thing. What yes. some people don't realize, just like musicians,
yes.
artists, doctors, we all need somebody. We need a team of people that do what they are good at
yes.
to assist and to help our process
yes.
of accomplishing our goals sometimes.
Yes.
And like you said, having a ghostwriter will help you because then you can speak, you can tell them the story.
Sure.
They can type it out or
yes.
write it out. And then you can go through it and edit it and, of course, make sure that
it is. Well, I had to rewrite it myself. I rewrote it. This is the second edition.
I know. You told me you did that.
I rewrote it myself.
Last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you see, the point is people, what happened here, what I noticed, what's going on is that people go away and they want to hide their weaknesses. I don't hide my weaknesses. I have dyslexia. I have fourth grade education. I reach out to other people. If we all have everything and we know everything, nobody needs anybody.
Well, you know, if the thing of it is even with the model, okay, mm-hmm. say you take a model. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's perfect. Okay, visually,
yes.
we look at the outside.
But she needs other help.
But then there's also maybe she has some other things that she has to deal with that mm-hmm. we can't see on the outside.
That's right.
So, what you're doing is you're reaching out to everybody. You're reaching out to people that may want to do something, may not know how to accomplish it, may not feel that they can accomplish it, may feel that they're limited in their talents.
And do you
know
why?
What you're doing is you're giving them steps and tools that they can take mm-hmm. so that every day
yes.
they can do something
and
towards their goal.
I want to be the example of a person to say, I don't want to hide from my weaknesses. Your weaknesses is your strength.
I was going to say.
You have to face
that
it.
That makes you who you are.
Yeah, yeah, and that's okay.
Right.
If I have dyslexia, all my life, I was hiding from my weaknesses. Until when I had the shift. I had the shift the day I said, it's okay. It's all right. I'm not perfect. So what? Face your weaknesses and be okay with it. Don't focus on it. So the day I stopped focusing on my weaknesses, I blossomed.
And you decided?
I decided
to do A to Z,
I
to Shift
yeah,
Academy.
Write a book, become a speaker. And people told me, how are you going to speak because English is my third language? I said, guess what? I attended four clubs of Toastmasters, and I improved my English.
Right.
And I learned how to become a speaker. And I learned how to do it.
So, also, there are a lot of different Toastmasters groups
yes.
around town,
yes.
right?
Yes, they're wonderful.
They have, like, I don't know how many, like they're, 200 or something like that?
There's a lot.
Different sides
around
of town.
Around the world,
right.
Toastmasters are around. Yeah, they help people with, if you want to become a speaker, you know, mm-hmm. they help you with that.
Right. Well, I know our time's winding down, which is always sad, but so just tell everybody again how they can find out about the A to Z Shift Academy.
Yes.
Where they can find it.
Well, it's so simple. www.A-Z-shiftacademy.com.
Okay.
And you could register on the 15th of November, 2012.
The 15th of November, I'm
yes,
writing it down.
We're having a soft launch, but
there you
can
go.
Actually go today and put your email, and we'll send you an email when we're ready for launching.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well,
Amy
Kadashian,
author of Tears of Hope, and also the founder of A to Z Shift Academy. Check her out at A to Z Shift Academy.com. All right.
Thank you
so much,
well, thank
Amy.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And now we're going to have a little music.
That was beautiful.
don't know, that is my father, Dick Castell, playing tenor saxophone. And with the Dick Castell combo, he has Moises Soul. Hi, Moises, on keyboards. He's got, is that Ben Williams over there on the bass? Hi, Ben. And then we've got Andrea D'Angelo. Hi, Andrea, how are you? On drums. Thank you so much. And I've got to tell you, folks, I just wanted to have live music on my show. So here it is. So what better people to have than my dad and these wonderful musicians? Thank you so much. And, you know, Las Vegas is a town full of entertainers, full of entertainment. And it's been known as the entertainment capital of the world. And it's for this very reason. It's because we have such wonderful musicians. And today I have on with us a woman that is from the Signature Real Estate Group. Now, her name is Jennifer Hill. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Sandy.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me here.
And the reason I'm having all these wonderful realtors and brokers come on the show. Now, you are a broker real estate agent,
yes, I'm a
right?
broker real estate agent, yes.
Okay. And so I just have broker on there because that was really when I talked with Brandon Roberts, who's the owner of Signature Real Estate Group. I said, we're going to have some brokers on here, and we are going to ask them to share a little bit about the real estate market here in Las Vegas. Now, we have a lot of entertainers in this town, but we also have a lot of people that live. We have over 2 million people in this town, okay? A lot of people. And they are not all entertainers. There are business people, there are churches, and there are stores, and there are, you know, there are mountain climbing companies and bicycle companies. We have Mount Charleston, we have Red Rock, we have the lake, and we have all these things. And people still that I meet on the plane are saying, oh, it's just the Strip, right?
What hotel do you live in?
What hotel do you live in? Do you still drive in from Los Angeles to work? I'm like, no. Anyway, so as a realtor, how long have you been a realtor, first
I have
of all?
Been a real estate agent since 08.
Okay. So you say real estate agent. Is there a reason you're saying that instead of realtor?
No.
Okay, you are a realtor.
Because when you first start, you start out as a licensed agent, and yes. then you become part of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors.
So there's GLVAR.
GALVAR.
GALVAR.
So you kind of progress through it, but yes, I am a realtor.
Okay, but you are also a broker, and the responsibilities of a broker are a lot more than just a realtor, even though the realtors have a lot of responsibility too, because they are out there trying to either list a home for someone or find them a home, or maybe they're dealing in commercial properties.
Correct.
But as a broker, you are actually overseeing other realtors, and you have a lot more responsibilities.
As a broker, yes, you would be overseeing the different agents under your roof and whatnot, and there's a lot more that goes into it. You're kind of looking at everything from up above and really relaying, you know, what can they legally do, what can they not, because they get into the heat of it and they want to fight for their clients, and I want to do right by my client. And
is that called fiduciary? Fiduciary.
It is, but
it's very important.
They become very passionate about
yes.
it, and they want to make things happen, and sometimes they get too emotionally involved. So
okay, so were you involved on the selling side of the
Both sides.
When I got started,
the market was tanking.
Okay.
I mean, it was 08.
Okay.
And so our market was just starting that downward spiral that we, you know, we all went, oh, it can't go that low.
And we then don't
it
want
went,
that.
And then it went lower and went lower.
But the last couple of years, it's been coming up.
You know, the last couple of years have been amazing.
Yes.
In 2012, we actually bottomed out. Our average sales price in 2012 was just over $143,000.
Wow.
It's now up over $253,000.
Wow.
So this is
so
huge.
That makes a big difference for somebody that wants to sell their home.
Absolutely it does. I mean, in 2013, we saw like a 32% increase in values. 14, we saw an 18% increase in values.
That's a big
now,
deal.
Those are huge numbers.
Yes.
And we don't really like those numbers because they're unsustainable numbers. Where a market value really comes in is when you start getting between that 3 to 5, 6. That's a normal
market.
More of
a gradual growth.
That's what we want to see, sustainable growth.
Okay.
And in 2015, January 2015, we saw an 8.5% increase year over year.
Okay.
So we are like right there.
Right there.
We are right there. And what we're experiencing in our market right now is that we have a huge influx of people moving in here for different reasons. We have different, you know, whether it's the medical side, we're not just about the Strip anymore. We really have a lot more to us.
Well,
and that
yeah.
brings in and, more people.
And also, I mean, still, I mean, I know Las Vegas is still kind of known as a transient town. As much as there are a lot of people that are staying here and there is a lot of expansion here, there still is a group of people that, you know, are coming in, they stay for a year or so or a couple years, then they go. But I think a lot of that is just finding out what they can do here and maybe, you know, seeing if they like it or not. Or maybe looking for an opportunity, or maybe they get here and they decide that they like the gambling too much and they have to leave.
Sometimes that happens, and sometimes yeah. that happens. But I've been here for over 26 years. Mm-hmm. I've raised my family here, and I meet more and more Native Las Vegans, and this is really home for us.
Right,
and we take pride in that, and I find less and less people spending the majority of their time on the Strip, and it's now out on the soccer field, or it's, you know, doing the community things that you would see in other communities. Mm-hmm. That we are a well-balanced, and we have everything. You know, we're donating, we're contributing, we're helping out our fellow neighbors and whatnot, and we do block parties, and you know, we go to soccer events and to the football events and things like that. We have all of this and so much more.
You know what? We have a great staff here, you know. We have a guy sitting over there, and he's waiting to see if we're going to get any chatting on here. But his name is Scott. Scott, how you doing over there, Scott?
Hello.
How you doing? You know, I got to tell you, Scott, there's a big zero behind you, and I just want to check with you to make sure.
It's time to go.
Well, what happened? Where'd my time go? Did it already go?
You're done.
Well, anyway, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I don't know where that 5 minutes went, but it's good to have you on the show, and, you know, from Signature Real Estate Group, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. And we're totally done?
All done.